We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday, it's August 6th, it's 2021, and we have 14 baseball games to talk about on today's podcast. We are brought to you by PrizePicks.com. If you guys haven't checked them out, head on over there right now. Don't wait, right now. Use the promo code Grinders. That way you guys get the bonus of 100% up to $100 match deposit bonus over there. So use the sign up promo code Grinders. Will and I will give you some picks that we're looking at for Friday's slate towards the end of the podcast. So make sure you guys are checking that out. Been running really well. I know Will's been running really well over there as well. So hopefully we can keep it going. And maybe I'll even do some bonus disc golf picks. One for one now. The first time I did it, got crushed. Second time I did it, we crushed. So now we're going to get back over 50% today. So maybe I'll give out some bonus disc golf picks. Joined today by my good buddy, Chief Justice 06. Will, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm fine, man. You get me all excited talking about Prize Picks. We can have a whole show about this stuff. I know we cannot, but love that site. Can't talk enough about it. Excited to be on with you, man. Glad you're feeling well. And that's the good news we love, man. Good health is a great thing.
Yeah, don't get dehydrated. Drink a lot of water and Gatorade, especially if you live in Florida. I'll tell you that. Let's get into it, man. We got 14 games. We have a lot to talk about. Quite a bit of games to get through here. So we're going to start with the Mets and the Phillies. 9 total. Pick 'em game. Stroman, Gibson. Any interest here in Marcus Stroman?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we have plenty of pitching options on the slate. We're going to talk about there's like 6 guys that I really, really like on this slate. So I just don't see myself using Stroman. Philly's a solid offense. Stroman's 9K. It's not even just a price point thing. I just don't know if he has the ceiling. Kyle Gibson on the other side, 7,400, pretty cheap here. You have any interest in Kyle Gibson?
I think at the price, he's okay. He's just all over the map though. I think we can get away with it at 7,400. I think, he finishes anywhere between 15 and 20 points. And I do mean that, anywhere between 15 and 20. The problem is if he has a meltdown, he's going to finish with like 8 or 5. And so I think that's the risk you run in tournaments. But for the price, I think it's absolutely okay.
I think it depends on the Mets lineup too. This lineup has gone from like a very low strikeout team to now, like, with Javi Baez, Davis in there again. I mean, there's a lot more strikeouts in this lineup as well. So Kyle Gibson,
Javi had 5 Ks today, by the way. 5.
Yeah, I mean, Gibson's a 21% K guy. So if it's a really high strikeout team at 7,400, you could do worse. I mean, this game's in Philly, not the best pitching conditions, but we'll definitely have to see what the lineup looks like. I don't expect Kyle Gibson to be popular here. Let's talk bats. Anything standing out to you here for the Mets?
You can always squeeze a Pete Alonso in there. I'm not playing Jeff McNeil at 5,300, just not doing it. I mean, Dom Smith at 3,500 and Conforto at 3,300. Like, they're just, I think we're getting really cheap. Brandon Nimmo, like, these are all bats I think we want to play in Philly, especially if the weather breaks our way. I mean, you can get 3 of these guys under 4K and throw in Alonso. And I mean, that's a stack right there against Gibson. So as much as I'm okay with the price on Gibson, I absolutely understand a couple of these Mets bats are probably going to take them deep.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the Alonso spot because Gibson's a big ground ball guy. Alonso's a big fly ball guy. That usually favors the fly ball hitter more than the ground ball pitcher. But overall, I don't have a ton of interest here. Alonso's fine. I mean, the cheap guys that you're saying, I understand why you're saying it. But I think as we get through, you know, some of these games, we're going to be like, oh, another guy that's really cheap. Another guy that's really cheap. You know, we said this. I said it on yesterday's podcast. It just seemed like everybody was free on DraftKings on Thursday. So on the Philly side of things, I mean, Stroman's decent. Like, just because I don't want to play Stroman, I don't think I'm necessarily going to go out and, like, pick on him here. Big ground ball guy. Generates a lot, enough soft contact, and doesn't give up a ton of power. That, I mean, am I missing something here with Philly? I mean, you can always go Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, but I mean, they're not like a team that I'm going to prioritize today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I've seen Stroman just, they're not, it's really weird what they're doing with him now. The pitch count's all over the place. I don't think Stroman goes 6 here. I think I've got some interest in the Phillies, but there's just going to be a stack. I don't have like a one-off situation where I just kind of want to pick a guy. I think I'm stacking Philly in hopes that they run the pitch count up on him early and they just pull him. And then they get, you know, bullpen the rest of the way.
All right, moving on. We got Tampa at Baltimore in this one. This game has a 9.5 total. Tampa's a 150 favorite. We got Ryan Yarbrough against John Means. Any interest here in Ryan Yarbrough?
I think I'm going to pass. He's just blah, and I don't want blah on this slate. I want upside. I'm not playing him.
His pitches are all over the place, pitch count-wise, just all over the place. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, there's been a couple times this season where he's thrown really solid and only thrown 7 innings, so, or 70 pitches. I don't think he's the worst play. I don't love him here. I mean, John Means on the other side of this game, this guy has some strikeout ability, but I mean, the Tampa lineup got better. You know, adding Nelson Cruz in there, they added another like really strong right-handed bat. They have Luplow now. Oh no, they sent him to AAA, right? So they don't have him up with the team. I mean, just overall, a team that is much better against left-handed pitching than they were earlier this season. Any interest in Means?
I mean, Means pitched really well this season, man, prior to him being out. And then he came back and it's kind of like maybe he needed some ramp up. And so I'm not going to look too much into the matchup he had the last time. It was against Detroit. And Detroit hasn't been awful recently, but it was still Detroit. So I think I'm going to take a pass on Means because of the price. And let's just let him get one more start under his belt before I start investing.
All right, let's talk bats here. Means has been giving up quite a bit of home runs, especially from, you know, since coming back. What are your thoughts here on the Tampa bats?
Well, I mean, you know, the obvious bats, so I don't really have to give you those. If you're spinning up at catcher today, Mike Zunino, you know, it's home, it's strikeout or home run here. Joey Gallo at catcher. But I do think at 4,100, he's in play. And then always, I like guys that have a little bit of pop, aren't going to strike out too much. Manny Margot at 3,500. If he's in the lineup, I absolutely wouldn't mind getting a piece of him at 3,500.
On the Baltimore side, I mean, Mancini's under 5K. You know, I think you can always get behind playing Mancini at that price. Hayes is 2,500 if he has a good lineup spot. What are your thoughts here on the Baltimore bets?
I like them. They're free again. You know, they're going to be a team that I like. Hayes, Mancini, Mountcastle, Santander, Severino, Frank, they're all cheap. So this is definitely a team I like. They're going to be at home. A really good hitter's part. Weather should be in our favor. I'm in.
Yep. Definitely don't mind them here. Especially with this game being in Baltimore. That's why I like the Tampa bats a lot as well. Seattle at New York. No total in this game yet. It's Marco Gonzalez going up against, is it Devi Garcia, I think is how they pronounce his name.
That's correct.
Let's talk Gonzalez first. Any interest in him here?
Nope.
Yeah, this is an easy pass. We're going to say that a lot down the stretch here. Going up against this Yankees lineup, just a very, really, really, really strong lineup. Garcia on the other side, I mean, he's 6,500, he's super cheap. I just don't think he pitches deep into the game. And like, he just, his last AAA start, I was looking at it before we got started. His last AAA start, he got shelled. And I know Seattle's not a good offense, but, I mean, I kind of have some interest in the Seattle bats against Garcia.
Yeah, me too, man. You know, new ballpark. And, you know, secretly, the Mariners aren't as bad as people think. Like, they're on – they've been a high strikeout team, but in terms of their record, they're over 500. Like – you know, this team's been winning its fair share of games. So don't think they pulled it out tonight. I think the Yanks, you know, kind of stomped on them a little bit in like the seventh or eighth. But I do like the Seattle bats here for sure. You know, Abraham Toro's in the lineup, Ty France, 3,800. You know, Seager, 4,500, hit another bomb today. He's been hitting well. So, you know, J.P. Crawford, top of the lineup. But I like this team. I think this is a good spot for him, you know, up in New York. It should be a good spot. I'm not worried about Garcia at all.
A little bit worried about like the good part of the Yankees bullpen. But I mean, like, you can go Crawford, Haniger, Steger, not spend a ton and, you know, get a really solid three man that I don't think a lot of people will be on the Yankee side of things. I mean, it's the same thing as yesterday. Like, I mean, you look at these Yankees, and I know they didn't, like, go crazy against Tyler Anderson. But, I mean, you go right back to the well here, in my opinion. Marco Gonzalez struggles big time against righties. LeMahieu, Judge, Stanton, Torres. If I'm playing those guys, I'm looking at Rizzo and Gallo as well. Yankees, I think, are a top three stack on the slate.
I'm with you 100%. Love this price on Stanton at 4,200. We understand that he has double dipping, donging potential, and I'm in at that price for sure. Just a fantastic price, man. I mean, to be able to break up some of those big bats.
All right, we're cruising here. We got Boston at Toronto, 9 total in this one. Toronto's a 140 favorite. We got Nathan Eovaldi against Alek Manoah. Any interest here in Eovaldi?
Not today. I'm just going to fade him against the Blue Jays. The price is good. I mean, he could absolutely go out and get some strikeouts, but I'm going to choose to take the fade against Toronto.
I mean, if you're playing large field tournaments, I think he's super interesting here today. The one thing that like he kind of has going for him is he's been very good against righties, and this is a very right-handed heavy lineup. I mean, the downside is they don't strike out a ton. They're a very high powered offense, top to bottom. I mean, top to like the top seven. But when
that's almost bottom.
I know. I mean, just when you're looking at this lineup overall, Nathan Eovaldi is going to have less than 10% ownership on a 14 game slate, and he's 7,900. And this is a guy that can produce like 6+ strikeouts in a game. He's put up 20 against his team recently. I don't think Eovaldi's crazy. I really don't. But
let
it's
me
more
this it, in there too. Sorry, you go ahead, Stevie.
No, I was just gonna say it really is large field tournaments only.
And let me say this, for someone that is involved in Prize Picks on a daily basis, I think Eovaldi comes in around 27, 28 on this slate in terms of fantasy points, and they're probably going to have him at over under 5.5 to 6 strikeouts. Like, that's where he's coming in. I think the risk is worth the reward on a site like Prize Picks, where, like I said, if he comes in at around 28, I'm in on the over. Because, you know, if he goes 6 innings, gives up 3 runs, 5 strikes, like, he's there. So I just want to put that out there. Go ahead and give that teaser. Be on the lookout for Nathan Eovaldi fantasy points tomorrow when the board comes out.
All right. Any interest here in Alek Manoah on the other side?
I mean, I actually have a little bit of interest, Stevie. I mean, the guy's got stuff. Toronto, I mean, you know, Boston's another team that's not going to strike out a ton. So I do have some interest. And I think you've convinced me. I think this is a spot where we probably have a little bit of interest both ways. Because of the discount on Eovaldi, he's absolutely probably the better value and won't get a whole lot of ownership today. But I like them both.
I mean, yeah, I think these guys are both large field tournament plays, and I think both offenses are very interesting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. Because, you know, they so first of all, Boston goes out there and struggles today against Tarik Skubal, who they shouldn't have. You know, he 5 hits, a walk, and they just don't score any runs. Runners in scoring position all day. They just didn't have it today. And I'm not going to let that affect me here. But I do think Alek Manoah is a better pitcher than Tarik Skubal, for what it's worth. So, I think I have a little bit of interest both ways.
All right, Boston Bats, if you're looking to target Alek Manoah, I mean, it's a tough ask. I think, like, if you're looking at the Toronto Bats in this game, or the Boston Bats, sorry, I think you're stacking. I think you're just hoping that the young pitcher has an off game. Because, like, realistically, he's been really solid outside of giving up a lot of fly balls and hard contact to righties. Like, his ISO is floating right at, like, 100. His hit distance is around, like, 165. I mean, it's not like this, like, uber ultra guy that you want to go out and, you know, play a lot of bats against usually.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's stack or nothing. So I don't think I'm going to play Boston today. For what it's worth, I think I'm just going to take the fade.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're stacking, you're looking at stacks. I don't think you're going too crazy outside of that. On the Toronto side, I mean, I think it's the same thing. Eovaldi has been pitching decent, and like, you're trying to beat Eovaldi with home runs. It's not like he's been giving up a ton of them. He gave up 2 against Tampa last start. So, like, there's an upside there. It's just, I think overall this is like one of those spots where it's like, eh.
Like I said, the more we talked about it, it's like, I think I might have more interest in these pitchers than the bats.
Yep. That's kind of where I'm at. All right, we're moving on. We're going to Cincinnati, where we got Pittsburgh visiting Cincinnati in this one. This game has a there it is. This game has a 9 total. Reds are a solid favorite here. What are we looking at with JT Brubaker?
Gosh, man, it's. I feel like you don't know what you're going to get with him either. I think this is a spot I'm just going to avoid. Like, I mean, he can get you 15 fantasy points, but I think I'd rather trust Eovaldi. I'm fading JT Brubaker in this spot.
Yeah, man, I hear you. I mean,
Kyle Gibson over him today. I can't.
No, I'm just looking at it and I'm going like, all right, we're about to see a really healthy Reds team. Like Castellanos just came back. Yes. Moustakas is getting closer and closer.
My goodness.
So, I mean, like they even said that like his time, like Moustakas might get called up today. Like he's really close. Like that's how close this dude is to coming back. I mean, you're just watch the Cincinnati Reds down the stretch. They have a very good offense.
Joey Votto's been on fire, Stevie.
I called him for a home run yesterday on the morning grind game, and someone commented, "What year is this? Stevie's calling Votto as a home run." Guess who hit a home run? Joey Votto. Yes, I'm patting myself in the back.
He hit another one today.
That's what it was. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, duh.
All right. Duh. We got Wade Miley on the other side of this game. He's cheap, Will. 8,200. Hate playing Wade Miley. I'm right up there with everybody else. I hate playing Wade Miley. But I think the price warrants at least the conversation of looking at Wade Miley on this slate.
Yeah, I think the question is, can he get, and hear me out, Steve, I think this is realistic, can he get 4 strikeouts and can he go 7 innings with maybe 3 or 4 hits? Like, if he can do that, I think it's worth it. And we know he can because he does have the leash, but we're going to need 4 strikeouts from him, I think, today for us to get there. He hasn't been bad, but he's just not going to give you upside every game. So, you know, at 8,200, I do feel like he's a better pitcher than, you know, a lot of these guys we've got under him. Like, of course, Eovaldi has more K stuff, and, you know, Mike Minor probably does slightly considering the matchup and Kyle Gibson. But I think you're playing him in hopes that he can go deep, because I don't see him getting 6 or 7 Ks, even though it is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably talk myself off of it before it actually happens, because it's Wade Miley, and this dude just doesn't strike anybody out. He's at like 18.5%, but this lineup is so bad that, like, I think the upside here is like a complete game shutout.
Right.
Because they let Miley go.
That's what I'm
saying. They let him go.
That's what I'm saying. He'd have to go deep for this to work.
Yeah,
I think.
Back to our Seattle argument, just so you guys know, Chapman's he's at like 25 pitches and he's still trying to get the save in the ninth. So I mean, that definitely boosts Seattle up a little bit. But all right, let's talk bats here. Anything on the Pittsburgh side?
Not really, man. I don't really want to do it.
I think Reynolds is cheap enough if you want to play him as a one-off. If you land in that range, I wouldn't talk you off of that. And then if Stallings catches, he's usually really cheap. 3,600, not as cheap as I was hoping, but, I mean, that's not bad. Cincinnati, I think they're a top 3 stack on the slate. Like, you know, they're one of my favorite stacks on yesterday's slate. Going back to the well, JT Brubaker is a really solid pitcher, but with Castellanos back in this lineup, man, that lineup is just strong.
And wait until the Moose Man comes back.
I hope he gets called up. I really do. He's 6,200, and Winker's 59, and Votto's 6K. Nobody's stacking the Reds today if Moose comes back.
Yeah, they're not. And, you know, how interesting is it that Joey Votto has crept up to the 6K range when we were playing him at 3,500, 3,800, 4K. I mean, insane, but he's warranted the current price tag. At any rate, I think there's enough cheap Reds to where we can get him in. Like, if you can get Tyler Naquin and Tucker Barnhart, you know, Tucker Barnhart's in the lineup, then you got two guys in the low 3K range. You can absolutely fit a Votto. And Castellanos is 4K. Like, this is insane. So I love the Reds, Stevie. Love them.
All right. Moving on. We got Detroit at Cleveland in this one. It is Manning against Quantrill. No total out for this game yet. Oh, yeah, it is. There it is. Nine total. Indians are 135 favorite. Any interest here in Matt Manning?
No interest.
Yeah, I mean, he's cheap, but I really don't have a lot of interest.
Oh, don't worry. We got a cheap guy. We're gonna.
I think Cal Quantrill on the other side of this game is super playable. This guy's thrown six innings in four of the last five games. He's 6,800. He's facing Detroit. They'll let him go 90 to 100 pitches. I think like 15 plus at 6,800 if you're wanting to pay up for some stacks today. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all. He's not the guy I was talking about. I don't think I'm going to play Cal. I think I might have a little bit of interest in Detroit before I play Quantrill, but we'll see how the weather is. If it's a little cool, I don't think I'm going to get there, but I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit warm, and so I think I'm going to have some interest in the Detroit bats.
All right. What Detroit bats do you like here?
Yeah, I mean, we got Badu at 3,900. Now, Grossman left the game early today, so I'm not sure if he's going to be in. You know, you got Scope at 42, Miggy at 31. I've been talking about Miggy, and I know that maybe the last two games or so he hasn't hit the ball as well, but prior to that he was doing fairly well. Candelario, 3,500. Willie Castro had a pretty good game today. I think there's some value in this Detroit team as maybe a little mini two-man or three-man stack.
Fair enough. I don't really have a ton of interest in Detroit, but I hear you. Cleveland bats going up against Manning. I mean, Reyes and Ramirez would be my favorites, but they're super expensive. I don't mind Bradley at 3,500 in this one. Maybe Ramirez at 2.8K. Cleveland's not like a top priority, though.
Man, Stevie, this is our one game. I don't think we're going to agree. I like Cleveland as well. I just have not been into Matt Manning. I've been attacking him most of the season. And
I can't wait to hear your pitch on who you attack him with in this lineup. It's so bad.
I mean, look, I think, you know, you run a Manny Rosario, you run Jose Ramirez, you run Franny, you run Bobby Bradley. I mean, these guys are cheap enough. I think you can build something here. I mean, if anybody's going to hit a bomb, it's the three or four hitter and maybe five. And you can get both of those guys plus Bradley. Like, if you're stacking this team, you're absolutely probably playing Bradley. I mean, Matt Manning's not been great. Like, I don't see any reason to not attack anybody in this game. I mean, Matt Manning's K rate on the season is fairly, like, it's just marginal. Like, in fact, I think it might be pretty low. At any rate, I like Cleveland here.
All right. I hear you. All right, we're moving on though. I let you have your Cleveland's Cleveland pitch here. That's all I got.
Listen, man. I mean, I could give you a few more numbers on Manning, but it's just.
Listen, I know he's bad. I know. Well, I don't know if he. We don't know if he's bad yet. We'll see in a couple years. I mean, he's young. We're moving on, though. We got the Nationals and the Braves. This game has a 10 total. Atlanta's a minus 200 favorite here. Fetty against Kyle Muller. Let's start here with Eric Fed.
I'm just not doing it. Nope.
Yeah, I mean.
Too many 7K guys I can play. Not doing it.
I was super excited to play Kyle Mueller on this slate, Will. And then I saw that he was 9,200.
You thought you were going to get him in the 7-8K range?
I did, man. Like, I got excited when I always break down the slate before looking at pricing. I've said this for years. And I was like, I was pumped. I was like, all right, he doesn't pitch deep into games, but I mean, Washington with potentially no Juan Soto in the lineup. This is going to be a really bad lineup, and Mueller is just going to go out and mull through this lineup. I mean, 9,200.
I'm going to mull that over.
Yeah, it's just a it's a lot to ask, I think. But, I mean, I want to see his ownership, because if he's going to be low owned, I really do have interest in him. I think it's a really good spot on paper. I think the total is more of just the Braves beating Washington bad here. So I definitely want to see what we're looking at ownership-wise. And I really like him on FanDuel. I know it's a one-pitcher site. You want that quality start. But he's 7,700 over on FanDuel. And if no Juan Soto, this lineup's going to be really weak here. And I think he could put up 35 to 45. And if your bats do their thing, you're going to be looking really good.
Yeah, man, for sure. I don't hate Mueller here. I mean, I'm with you, 9,200. I think it's a big ask. But, I mean, if he goes out there and puts up his, you know, 7-8 Ks in five innings and gets the win, you know, he may still churn out 22 to 25 fantasy points here. So, and I think, you know, you get 22 to 25 from him, I think you're going to be fine. He's definitely a consideration for tournaments. Absolutely.
All right. I mean, nothing for Washington, right?
Yeah. I mean, no, especially if Soto's out. Like, yeah. If Soto's out, you just throw your hands up. They're done. On this slate anyway.
Yeah, I really like Atlanta. I think this is a really good spot for Atlanta. I mean, I think pricing is just going to be the biggest thing with them here, but I definitely think they're in play.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can build some quality lineups. You know, Jock Jams is 4,300. You know, and then you got three big bats that are probably going to be sandwiched in between. But Duvall's 46, Soler's 38, Dansby is 47, and Stephen Vogt, cheap catcher alert, 3,200. So I think we can build some solid lineups with the Braves for sure.
Is that cheap enough? All right, moving on here. We got San Francisco at Milwaukee. This game has a 7 total. The Brewers are a 160 favorite. Logan Webb against Corbin Burns. Let's start here with Logan Webb. Really low total in this game. I'm with Vegas. I think this is going to be one of the, if not the lowest scoring game on the slate. Any interest here in Logan Webb?
I do have some interest in Logan Webb, Stevie, at 7,200. You know, a guy that, you know, overall, I think he's pitched pretty well. You look at the pitch count last game against Houston, back up to 94 pitches. If we're getting 94 pitches from Logan Webb at 7,200, I'm in, Stevie. I am in on some Logan Webb today. You know, I talked about a cheap guy. I've got one more that I like, but Logan Webb at 7,200 is absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely I could get behind that for sure. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. And I hate the idea of picking on San Francisco, but Corbin Burns just proved that he's one of the better strikeout pitchers in baseball. This game's at home. I definitely think he's one of the top options on the slate.
Yeah, for sure. At 10K, I think we're there. Now, I think I'm going to take the fade. I've got another guy at the top of the list that I think I'm just going to play because the matchup is fantastically better. And I do think he hangs a number today, and I'll talk about him later, which on Prize Picks, he's probably going to be up about 38 fantasy points coming in today because he's been creeping up 35, 36, 37. He's been getting there every time. At any rate, I like Corbin Burns. I'm with you. Love Webb today, though. Love Webb.
Any interest in the San Francisco bats here?
No.
Yeah, I don't have any interest. And then on the Milwaukee side, I really don't have any interest in these guys. Like, Adamas is so expensive now.
I mean, he hits a home run every day, but I'm not playing Willie Adamas.
Prove it to me, buddy. Moving on. We got the Twins and the Astros over against Greinke. This game has a 9.5 total. The Astros are a 210 favorite. Any interest here in Bailey Ober?
No.
Yeah, I just don't play pitchers against Astros. It works out every once in a while, and I know we put up 16 against this team earlier this season, but I'm gonna be right more than I'm wrong by not taking pitchers here.
Yeah.
Zach Greinke on the other side of this game. I mean, I hate playing Zach Greinke. I do. I think the price is the reason you don't look at Greinke here, because I don't think he has like that 30-point ceiling. He'll have like one or two of those games a year. But overall, I think that I'm going to probably end up staying away from Zach Greinke here.
Yeah, man. No Greinke for me. Absolutely none.
Minnesota Bats. I mean, I'm really just not playing Greinke because of his price. I mean, Donaldson's cheap, but overall, I really don't like Minnesota here.
Yeah, I'm not going to stack Minnesota, but I definitely have Josh Donaldson on my one-off list to take Greinke deep today. Greinke's, you know, nothing's changed. Crushing lefties, struggling against righties. Mitch Garver, he's in the boat. These two guys are on my list. I think they absolutely send one into the Crawford boxes.
On the Houston side of things, I mean, Gurriel's banged up. We'll see if he is in the lineup or not. I know that they said Bregman's probably going to play AAA throughout the weekend, so he probably won't be called back up here. I mean, the thing that I like about Houston here, Brantley's 3K, which is absolutely ridiculous. Tucker is 3,700, but Alvarez is 4,500. For the power and upside that this guy has, he should never be that cheap. I mean, overall, Houston is just, they're cheap. I don't know if I full five-man stack them, but I mean, I think this is a spot you definitely are looking at some of these guys.
Step right up. Listen, I'm playing a bunch of Houston today, man. You already know my boy, Michael Brantley. What's wrong with these people? They got him at 3K, Stevie. 3K. Put him in your lineups, people. We got Alvarez, 45. Carlos Correa, 41. This is insane. Houston's one of my top stacks of the day. One of the top.
All right, we're rolling. We got Kansas City going up against St. Louis in this one. Mike Minor and Adam Wainwright, 7.5 total. St. Louis, a -155 favorite here. Any interest in Mike Minor at 7,800?
I do have slight interest in Mike Minor. Yeah. He's in that another one in that 7K range. He's on the list, you know? He's on the list.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate him. I think the price is, like you said, we like a lot of expensive stacks. I like a lot of expensive stacks today. Like, if I'm going to try to get Atlanta and Cincy in New York, like, I'm spending at my stacks today. So, one concern I'll say is, like, the St. Louis team, they're very right-handed heavy. With that being said, Goldie's numbers are really bad against lefties this season. He's hitting the ball a ton on the ground. Arenado's still very good, elite against left-handed pitching. O'Neill and Carpenter strike out at a very high clip. My biggest concern is Minor gives up a lot of hard contact and fly balls to righties. Arenado, Batter, DeJong, there's power here. Like, even Goldschmidt's having a terrible season, but he's still a guy with power. So I think overall, Minor is a good tournament play. Adam Wainwright, 9,500 on the other side of this game. I mean, this is the same thing with Greinke. Adam Wainwright, they want to live in like that 85 to 90 pitch range with him. They don't want to let him go too deep here. I think the ceiling is a little capped for 9,500.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. I think Wainwright's going to be fine. But I still, like you said, it's just a price. If he was 8,200, I'm in all day. But at 95, absolutely willing to take the fade.
I think overall, I'm not trying to say Wainwright is a bad play. It's more of just the price. I don't know if he has the ceiling, especially on a 14-game slate. I'm not lining up to stack Kansas City, though. Like, I mean, this is a spot that I'm definitely going to end up staying away from the Kansas City Bats.
Yes, no stack on Kansas City at all.
On the St. Louis side, I mean, O'Neill's 3,300. There's some power there. Batter is 2,600. There's some power there. Arenado, if you want to make it like a three-man, he has really good numbers against lefties. What are your thoughts when it comes to this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like you said, O'Neill at 33, I think it's a good one off. Arenado, same thing. I think if you want to stack this team, they're cheap enough to where you can do it. I do still like Mike Minor, but clearly, you know, like you said, he's going to give up some runs. The question is, does he get smacked around? I don't think so, but I'm willing to go one-off hunting with cheap guys like O'Neill and Carlson and stuff like that when they have a little bit of power.
All right, we head to Coors. We got the Miami Marlins and the Colorado Rockies, the matchup that we've all been looking for. An 8.5 total, Will, in Coors.
It's the pitchers. It's
and
the pitchers.
The Rockies are a 165 favorite. Alcantara against Marquez. Any interest here in Sandy Alcantara?
I will say this. I think he's going to be okay, but we know that he just does not pitch as well, typically, on the road as he does at home. I think I'm going to let him sit on the shelf today. But I also would not be surprised if he goes in the Coors and goes six innings, six Ks, and doesn't give up any runs. Like, it both outcomes are viable. I think I'm going to take the fade in hopes that our season-long numbers are right.
Yeah, I mean, I if this game was in Miami, Alcantara at 8,700 would probably be my favorite pitcher.
Absolutely. In 100%.
Marquez, he pitches well at home.
Oh, yes.
I like him a lot at 8,400.
Me too, Stevie, especially against this Miami lineup that, you know, listen, man, this isn't the creme de la creme of the MLB. I'm in on German Marquez or German Marquez, either one. I'm in, Stevie, 8,400. Fantastic. I've been playing him all year at Coors at these low prices. No need to stop today against a pretty putrid lineup.
All right. Bats here. Any interest in the Marlins bats?
Nope. Not playing them.
They're cheap. I really don't have not doing interest it. Either. As far as the Rocky bats go, CJ Cron, 4,100. I think that's fair. Story's a little pricey. Honestly, I just don't have a ton of interest in this game overall.
Man, Sam Hillier keeps hitting the ball. 2,600. Let's squeeze him in possibly. I think he's on our one-off list. Like, I don't really want to stack Colorado either because Sandy is not a bad pitcher. I think he's going to give up some runs but not get knocked around too bad.
All right, we got Texas at Oakland. We were able to move through the Coors game so fast. This game – oh, Fultonevich against Bassett. This game has an 8.5 total, and Oakland is anywhere from a 250 to 320 favorite on the books today.
And that's all Bassett, by the way, and yeah. Fulte combined. Yeah.
Any interest in Mike Fultonevich here?
Stevie, what if I told you at this price, I have some slight interest in Fulte? I have played Fulte against Oakland at least once this season, and it's worked out just fine. I think it's worked out both times. Now, this is
he's pitched well against them all three times he's faced them this year.
It's crazy. And Stevie, here's the thing. He's going to be in Oakland. It's going to be cool. I think it's going to be around 69 degrees tomorrow, somewhere in this, you know, upper 60s. And I think he can pitch just well enough at 4,900, folks. He's not 6, 7K. At 4,900, I think he can pitch just well enough for us to be okay. I think he can get 12 fantasy points here, Stevie, 12 to 15. If he does that at 4,900, I'm perfectly fine with that. I actually like Mike Fultonevich. Nothing to do with the skill set. Everything to do with the price and ballpark. I also understand that he could absolutely have a negative 10 in this game, but I like the price.
Yeah, I mean, I think I hear what you're saying. 4,900. If he scores 20, I mean, you're in such a good spot. So, and like you said, he could put up negative 20. It wouldn't shock me either. So definitely with you as far as like taking some shots on Foltynewicz here. I think Bassett's one of the air quotes safest options on the slate. He's pricey. And I mean, I think he definitely could pay off this price tag. He's put up 30 a couple times this season. And I think he's put up 30 against his team a couple times this season, or at least once. I mean, I'm sure you're with me, Bassett, very much in play here.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think he probably goes at least seven innings. Like, he's got at least, and they let him go. He gets a lot of ground balls. Sometimes he gets through an inning with four or five pitches, which is how he's able to do that. I'm in, man. Bassett's the number one spin for me on the slate if I'm spending all the way up.
All right, Will, bats on the Texas side, anything here?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you. On Oakland, I mean, Oakland's a good stack here because Foltynewicz does get blown up, and we all know that. So I think if you want to stack Oakland here, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do it, Mitch Moreland, if he's in the lineup at 2,800, Lowry 37, Olsen 53, definitely want to get exposure to the lefties. If anybody's taking them deep, I think it's one of those guys, one of those lefties.
Yeah. Moving on, we got the Battle of LA, the Angels and the Dodgers facing off in this one. Sandoval against Price. 8 total. Dodgers a 190 favorite. Any interest here in Sandoval?
He's been good, Stevie, for a little stretch. I am not, and I repeat, not paying $8,300 for Patrick Sandoval against this team, pretty much back at full strength. Not doing it.
David Price on the other side of this game. I mean, who knows what they're going to do with this dude as far as, like, pitches and work and all that stuff.
It's all over the place.
I mean, I think he throws 70 pitches in this game.
Stevie, I don't know. I would say 65. I know that's close, but...
Yeah. I think he throws, depending if he's throwing good, 4 or 5 innings. How about that?
Let's do it. That I can get behind.
I mean, I still don't think you can play him. I really don't. I think that even on a slate that it's worth taking some chances because pitching is so bad, I still don't think you can play Price here. Not with Dave Roberts. Not with how inconsistent they've been with, like, letting him go. It's not like the strikeouts have been fantastic. I would much rather take a shot on Foltynewicz than David Price.
I'm with you 100%. 100%.
All right. Angels bats. I mean, you can always play Ohtani. Outside of that, I mean, Stassi's 3,100. Justin Upton's back too. He's 2,700. That's a nice little three-man there.
Is Ohtani going to play?
Why wouldn't he play? Oh, because no DH. Wouldn't he play first base?
Hmm.
Oh, man, yeah, if Ohtani in that lineup, it's a really bad lineup.
I mean, wow. You got to think they play him here, right?
Like, I don't know if they can. Where are they going to put him, first base?
He might be out, Stevie.
Yeah.
This could get real interesting real quick. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Yeah, see what this lineup looks like. I mean, this could be a really bad lineup. I think Stassi is very much in play if he's in the lineup.
Yeah.
Justin Upton, these two guys are so cheap that you could take shots on them. And as far as the Dodgers go, I really hope the Dodgers play Albert Pujols today. I know they won't. Wow. That'd be so fun.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Pujols is 2,700. I would totally play him. I'm not gonna lie to you. Oh, it'd be such a terrible play, but I'd do it anyway.
Yeah, I think the Dodgers are stacked today. Period.
We finish it out with Arizona at San Diego. Caleb Smith, against Weathers in this one. This game currently sitting at 8.5 total. The Padres are a -190 favorites. Any interest here in Caleb Smith?
I don't think I need him, Stevie, so I think I'm going to take the fade. I don't think he's the worst pitcher in the world either, but on this slate, I don't think he's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a good young arm. I just don't know what's going on with him. He's very inconsistent right now.
Yeah. He left Miami.
Yeah, I mean.
He was in Miami. He was dealing.
Ryan Weathers, 6,100, big favorites. He has been not good. Matchup against Arizona. My problem with Arizona, you know, facing Arizona as a lefty is the top half of this lineup doesn't strike out. Nick Ahmed, 14%. Marte, 6%. Kelly, 10%. Walker, 18%. Pavin Smith, 17%. The bottom three, Ellis, Hager, and Varsho, all strike out, and it's a small sample, but they all strike out a lot. I kind of want Ryan Weathers to be chalk, and I think I'm going to fade him.
Oh, yeah, I'm not playing Ryan Weathers at all. Not at all.
All right. Before we play the morning grind game, I'm going to refresh Prize Picks really quick and see if we got anything else for baseball yet. All right, well, it looks like we just have the early game for baseball for today. So it is the morning grind, and people like early. We didn't talk about this game. It's Lance Lynn. It's Kyle Hendricks facing off in Chicago in Wrigley. Before we put these in, better really quickly go check the weather. Because that would be the smart thing to do. All right, so Friday, we have wind blowing out at Wrigley 10 to 15 miles an hour. I think this is where you kind of, you know, take Prize Picks to your advantage, because pitching matchup wise, these guys look like they have really, you know, high totals. And when you look at the weather, like, all I need is a double from Patrick Wisdom. I mean, Ortega double, like, Will, I can get behind taking some overs here.
Yeah, I'm probably going to side. My favorite is probably going to be Yoan Moncada at 6 fantasy points. We know that Hendricks has struggled a little bit more with lefties. We know Moncada is going to be on the left side of the plate. So Moncada over 6 is definitely right in the wheelhouse. And I think just for kicks, I know Ian Happ's going to strike out, but I mean, he's 4.5. Just take the over, wind's blowing out and roll from there.
All right. You go Moncada and Happ. I'll go Wisdom and Abreu. We're going to go 4 overs and just kind of hope the wind helps us out here. I'm going to do a flex play, because I can still get 5X if I get all 4 right. If one guy doesn't hit, I still get 1.5 my money. I'm not going to go for the full power play here, but going to throw some jelly beans on it. And then I'm going to give you guys my disc golf picks for today. This is everybody has said this is one of, if not the hardest disc golf course they have ever played. So I'm going to go over 64.5 for both Eagle McMahon and Calvin Heimberg. With this course being so hard, I'm going to take the over on Garrett Gerthy as well, just because this dude's a bomber. Paul Ulibarri is one of my favorite disc golfers, but he struggled so much on the open course going to this wooded course. I think he's really going to struggle. We do need one under, and I'm going to go with Nate Sexton. He has a lot in his bag. It's not like it's a tough, hard course. So I'm going to go Nate Sexton under. So lock that in. Eagle McMahon over, Calvin Heimberg over, Garrett Gerthy over, Paul Ulibarri over, 68, 69, 64, 64 and a half. And Nate Sexton is going to be the one guy that I hope shoots under par. All he needs is to go one under. And I'm going to lock that in for a flex play. If we get all five of those right, we'll get 10x our money. So, yeah, man, I think that let's do it. Prize Picks. You guys haven't checked them out. Use promo code Grinders. Will, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here for the weekend. Under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. Who do you got today?
Think I'm going Logan Webb.
All right. I like it. Give me Cal Quantrill.
Okay.
Over 8K to score under 15. Who's your bust today?
Marcus Stroman.
All right. I got to go Sandoval against the Dodgers. He makes the least sense in that price range. Over 4K to hit a home run. Who do you got?
There's a lot of guys today. I'm gonna go to the bottom of the barrel on this thing. Give me Stanton. Give me Stanton.
All right. I'm going to take free money, Freddie. Under 4K to get two hits. Who do you got?
Stevie, you don't have to ask. Come on now. This is easy. Oh, Michael Brantley, 3K. Too easy today.
Yeah, that's who I was going to pick. Now I got to go find somebody. Man, that is I knew you were going to pick him too, and I should have found somebody else.
That's my guy, man. I need to get Michael Brantley Cleveland jersey and Michael Brantley Houston jersey. Just frame them, put them in the office. That's my guy.
All right. I'm going to go catcher and go Max Stassi.
I like it. I like it.
True fashion. Give me a stack to score six or more runs today.
I'm going against the grain here, Stevie. I'm not going to give away the obvious stats. I'm actually going Cleveland here. I don't trust Matt Manning. I just don't. I'm going with the bad Cleveland Indians lineup. I almost went Detroit too, but I'm going to stick with Cleveland.
All right. I'm going to go Reds. Really like the Reds. Really liked them yesterday. I had a decision yesterday whether or not to play Kyle Farmer and Suarez, and like, it's going to cost me a few extra bucks that I played Farmer over Suarez. Farmer still had a good game, but Suarez with that home run, scoring a little bit more. But I'm going to go Reds. Again, I really like the Reds, and hopefully Moustakas gets called up, and they're just really expensive and nobody plays them here. So, Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Thanks, everybody, for rolling with me. We'll not be in the office tomorrow, and I'm got vacation next week, so my prize picks information will be very limited starting from here on out. I think I'm gonna do a little something over the weekend because I'm not going to be available during the week if anybody's been following me, and that's all I got, man.
All right, that is it. That's going to wrap it up here for Friday. We'll be back Monday talking some more baseball. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.